Oh, hello everyone, I'm Mia, I'm a software engineer based in Prague, Czech Republic, and I've been a member of the Czech Python community for years. All these years, I've been wondering, why do we actually contribute, especially people like software engineers who write code in their daily jobs, which is very different from contributing to communities and organizing events. So I went around and asked a few of my colleagues, and all of them said, well, it's good for networking. But actually, I don't think it's only networking, because it's good for networking to participate in events, to go there, to talk to people and everything. But when you're organizing something, it takes so much of time, and I'm pretty sure there are way more reasons why do we actually contribute. So I'm here today to talk about communities and about the question, why do we actually contribute? But before we deep dive into it, let's start with the Czech Python community. Let me tell you something about our community, who we are, what do we do, and similar. So the Czech Python community started gradually. First, we had meetups, workshops, sprints, hackathons, microconferences. So these are some very small events. Then after it, we decided to create a multi-day, multi-track conferences, which is something which is harder to organize. And at the end, we decided to host an international conference. So if we have a look at the timeline, we can see that the community started in 2011, when we started with PIVO, which is our Python meetups. Then we had PyLadies, which are workshops. Then after 2 years, we had a conference. Then these events spread out to smaller cities, and at the end we had EuroPython 2023 that arrived to Prague. Fun fact, the reason why we started with these meetups a long time ago is because the community wanted to bring EuroPython to Prague, but if you want to host an international big conference, you have to have local community. And so it happened after 12 years of meetups and events and everything that a big international conference came to Prague. So now let's talk about each of these types of events, just for you to have some sort of idea what everything we have there. So meetup, our meetups are usually held once a month in a pub. Here you can see how does it look like. So we have projector, we have some talks, we have people sitting there, drinking, talking, eating. Last year we had one edition of PIVO, so I brought a cake with Python logo. And on the left side you can see one of our traditions we have, which is every meetup at 11 p.m. we drink shots. This green one, it's called Zelena. It's a Czech drink, which if you ask 10 people if they like it, 10 people, 9 people would tell you it's terrible because it tastes like mouthwash. That one person who says it's amazing, it's me, because it tastes like mouthwash. But we have this tradition that even though everyone hates these drinks, everyone drinks shots. And we also have juice. So you can see here that you can see this orange. This is juice because lots of